This goes to Dr. Gregory Page, PAGE, fax 616-225-6064, and Dr. Victor, VICTOR, Hajjar, HAJJAR, fax 616-754-8491. Regarding Gerald, Gerald Hansen, Hansen, date of birth 11/26/1931. Dear doctors, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Hansen with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 15th of 2023. His weight is stable, about a 3-pound decrease over the last 8 months. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has stable dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No orthopnea or PND. No edema. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan. It's 50 milligrams twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Weight 170 pounds. Pulse 64. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cough is 130/68. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 1-4 of 2024. Albumin 4.5, calcium is 9.7. Creatinine had an unusual increase at 2.87. Previous levels were 1.85, 2.08, and 2.27. GFR is 20 at that level. Sodium 141, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin is 14.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with an unusual increase in creatinine this month. We've asked the patient to recheck our labs in 1 week, and then hopefully that will return, the creatinine will return to baseline and we can continue monthly labs. He has no symptoms of uremia or fluid overload or any difficulty. He's not sick currently, so we just need to recheck that level and then determine further treatment or monitoring as needed. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy also controlled. And after we get those labs back, we are hoping that we can just do monthly labs from now on. However, if the creatinine continues to increase, we will determine further treatment based on those levels. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.